קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ג' עבדו השם בשמחה. הזוהר הקדוש שואל, הלא כתיב, קרוב השם לנשברי לב. העובד השם, היינו מי שכוונתו בעל מנת להשפיע.
Preparation piece. The Holy Zohar says, it is said that the Creator is close to the brokenhearted. The one who works for the Creator, meaning one who aims in order to bestow, should be joyful about it, that he serves the King. And if he doesn't have joyfulness while doing that work, it's a sign that he lacks the appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if he sees that he is not joyful, then he has to correct it, meaning to think about the greatness of the King. And if he still doesn't feel it, he has to pray for the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. And this is where two phases develop. One, having no greatness of the Creator, he should be sorry for that. And two, he needs to be joyful that his sorrow is about spiritual deficiency and not what other people have, which is being sorry for things that are in order to receive. And we should know that the one who gave the person this acknowledgement to be sorry for spirituality, that should make him joyful that the Creator sent him thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which is called the salvation of the Creator. And he should be joyful about it.
The Creator naturally is opposite of the creature. The internal form and the external form of the desire to receive, and this clash breaks us. We are incapable of getting along with it until we enter the real work. And therefore, just as we learn in the Kli, on one hand there is desire to receive, and then on it there is restriction. And after the restriction, there's the masach and the returning light, and then the light and the filling. And the filling is not in the Kli itself within the desire to receive, rather in that form that he corrected on himself, similar to the Creator, in order to bestow. And all the time, as he's in equivalence with the Creator, on one hand, his desire, his natural desire, is in a clash with the Creator, and on the other hand, the form of this desire, which he corrected on the desire, which is an equivalence with the Creator. And therefore, sorrow and happiness, emptiness and wholeness exist together. Especially these opposites bring us the wholeness of the work. As we are in such a way that disconnected from the I of ours, meaning from the desire to receive, and can rise above it and to talk from what we acquired, what we built above us, from the desire to receive. Therefore, there is the commandment to work the Creator with happiness, because this is the general formula that within the kilim we will always feel how much we are negated, emptiness to the desire to receive, and we'll be happy to work above that. Other than that, also, as we don't have the force to pray, and we don't have what to pray for, these are also signs that we are on the right path, because from our desire to receive, this is how we feel. And then, by having two negated things, two things against each other, I can't pray, I don't have what to turn, I don't have what to give, but there's an inclination for it. There's, after all, a knowledge that this needs to be in me. These are already these two forces, directions that are negated, and they show that I am in a state that my kli is going to be corrected in the right way. And from this, it's already enough to be in happiness. The main thing is the awareness that we are a bit above our desire to receive towards the direction of bestowal.